الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Honorable brothers in attendance and viewers of Madani channel, there are many excellencies in relation to sending salawat ala nabi, peace and blessings upon the best of creation, our hope for salvation, our intercessor, our master, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, it's reported that one of our pious saints of the past, Sayyiduna Allama Shadhili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he had a dream, and in that dream he was blessed to see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Shadhili, you will intercede for 100,000 people from my ummah on the Day of Judgment. Meaning, 100,000 people from this ummah will enter Jannah, paradise, through you, through your wasila. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is this? Meaning, what has led to this bounty upon myself? Meaning Allah Ta'ala has blessed me like this. What's the reason behind it? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, O Shadhili, you will intercede for 100,000 people on Yawm al-Qiyamah because you recite Durood Sharif Salawat al-Nabi abundantly upon me. So we learn from this narration, the more Salawat al-Nabi you recite, the more in'amat, the more blessings, the more bounties you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq to fill our daily lives with recitation of Salat ala al-Nabi. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear brothers in attendance, viewers of Madani channel, whoever is given tawfiq to do good deeds, he should know that this is a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most definitely. Whoever is able to offer his 5 daily salah, whoever is able to fulfill the pillars of Islam, give his zakat, perform hajj, fast in Ramadan, help the poor and needy, help those who are in difficulties. In short, whatever good he is able to do, this is due to the ni'mah, the blessing of Allah. This is due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without this tawfiq, nobody can do anything. I mean, we know this because in one house, in the same house, in the same building, you could have one person who is offering his 5 daily salah, and in the same house, his own Muslim brother is not able to. Allah has not given him that tawfiq. So, doing a good deed is a big blessing. But then the ulama, they turn our attention towards safeguarding that good deed, preserving that good deed for the akhirah. They say, you've done a good deed, now there's another test as well. You have to protect that good deed from shaitan. You have to protect that good deed from going to waste. And we know this because in one narration, we're told that a person who offers his salah, but he doesn't offer it with sincerity, correctly, what happens? That very same salah is thrown back in his face. So he's put that effort in, He's strived in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's done his wudu. He's offered his salah, but he's thrown back in his face. Why? Because ikhlas was missing. Why? Because he didn't offer it correctly. So we learn doing a good deed is important. What's more important than that, what's equally important, you could say rather, is to preserve that good deed so that you benefit from that good deed. We offer salah, we want the reward for it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give zakat, we give charity, we help the poor and the needy. We want reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine somebody was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with abundant wealth. He gives his zakat fully. He gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He feeds the poor and the needy. But then when he goes away from that gathering, after feeding the poor and the needy, he sits amongst his friends and he says, "Do you know what? I fed so and so today. I fed so many people today. This is the food that we provided them. This is what I did and this is what I achieved." If it's with the intention of showing off, ostentation, riya, then the reward of that will be lost. So he spent money, he's physically gone there, he's distributed food, and he's not going to benefit from that. So from these examples, you have learned that doing a good deed is important, but then preserving that good deed is equally, if not more important. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Baqarah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذَى وَلَا أَذًى لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, and then they do not follow that spending with what? With reminding people of favors and harming them. For such people is their reward in the court of their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no fear upon such people, there's no grief upon them as well. So what was the condition? How do you attain reward? How do you attain safety? Freedom from khawf, freedom from grief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you give in the way of Allah, and after giving, you don't remind people of favors. Oh, I did this for you, and I did that for you. I helped you at your most difficult moment in life. I did this, I did that. Similarly, you don't harm people. You don't expect people to stand up for you when you visit them after you've helped them. You don't expect people to be obedient to you. But this is happening today in our societies. If you do a neki, if you do good to someone, then that person remembers that all his life. I did good to that person. And he expects the other person to stand up for him, to respect him, to mention that he did good to him in every gathering. What's all this about? Is the reward from people or is the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can people truly reward you? No. Allah ta'ala's treasures are endless. His reward is eternal. Allah ta'ala can give you more than you can ever imagine. Yet you're telling people, I helped him, I did this, I did that. Now here, there is a waqia. Very briefly I'll mention it. That a person of the past, what would he do? He would say to his son that if you ever favor anyone and you know that they're going to react differently to you, whenever they see you, they're going to smile at you, stand up for you, and they're going to treat you differently because of you doing good to them, then if you can, avoid the going before them. If it's necessary, then obviously you go to them, you meet them. But if you know that you don't have to walk by them, you don't have to cross their path, then avoid it. Why? Because at the end of the day, you didn't do it for that reason. You didn't do it so that people stand up for you. You didn't do it so that people fold their hands before you and say, oh, you helped me. You didn't do it for that reason. The ulama say, do a neki, do a good deed and forget about it. Forget where you did it, when you did it, how long it took you to do it, who did you do it to. Forget about all of these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets, and He will reward you in full. So, doing a good deed is very, very important. And then Al-Quran Al-Kareem tells us that if you're going to do a good deed, and then you're going to remind people about it, you're going to harm people because you did good to them, what was better than that is to just say a good word to them, to forgive people. This is even better than you doing a good deed or helping someone and then reminding them, then harming them because of that. What does Al-Quran Al-Kareem say? قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ. Saying a good word and forgiving people is better than giving charity, which is followed by harming others. And you already heard about the examples. When you help someone monetarily, financially, or in any way, you remove their problem and difficulty, you pay their debt, whatever, and then you remind them for the rest of your life. You want them to remind others that you've helped them. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah Ta'ala is saying, better than that is just saying a good word to someone. Better than that is forgiving someone. So when you're in a position to give charity, when you're in a position to help others, do it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, look how beautiful is the mindset of our salihin, our awliya, our ulama. They say, when you do a good deed to someone, when you help someone financially, whether it's giving them zakat, whether it's giving them sadaqah nafila, helping people during calamities, for example, there's an earthquake somewhere, there's a flood somewhere, you help them, you should think that they are doing good to me by enabling me to help them. Meaning, when you give zakat, you have to think, who is zakat worthy? Who is recipient of zakat? You can't just give zakat to anyone and everyone. There are conditions. There are conditions that a person has to meet, and only then is he eligible to receive zakat. So when you find such a person, you thank Allah and say, Ya Allah, this person has enabled me to fulfill this fard. Or this person who I'm giving a ration to, I'm giving clothing to, whatever, money for his children to eat, this person has given me an opportunity to help him. And we shouldn't think the other way around. I'm helping them. And if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't survive, they wouldn't this, they wouldn't that. Allahu Akbar. And in this day and age, we have to be very careful that we don't waste our a'mal. Our a'mal are not destroyed because of showing off, because of ostentation. People who are involved in charity work. Charity work in and of itself is very good, alhamdulillah. You help the poor in your city or abroad. You know that certain people are struggling, you help them, it's very good. But if you go there and then you treat them harshly, you're sitting inside the building, you've got the AC on, you've got all sorts of drinks in the freezer, the fridge, they're outside waiting for their turn in the scorching heat. This is not the andaz, the manner we should adopt. And then, speaking harshly to them, hurry up, take your sack, take your ration. And when they say, can we have an extra ration, or can we have something more for our children? You say, no, get lost. So a person is doing charity, but he, instead of earning reward, he's earning the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's mistreating people. And another thing, pandemic today, where people have to take pictures. They take pictures of the person that they're helping. Now, if you think for a moment here, does that person want to be in a picture? That person has come as one of the ghuraba. That person has come after suffering great hardship. He's living hand to mouth, for example. He has to earn, go out, and then put food on the table. He has no savings. He has no investments. And such a person, if he becomes ill, if he loses his job, or something happens, and he's not able to provide. But you say to him, look, I'm going to give you a ration, I'm going to give you some food, I'm going to give you some money in an envelope, but you have to take a picture with me. You make that a condition. That person has self-respect. That person is a believer. That person has honor. He doesn't want his face plastered all over the social media. But no, we have to do that. And then it could be the case that prior to the picture, you've spoken to him harshly. As soon as the picture's over, get lost, go now. You've got your ration. You've got your charity. So Allah Ta'ala knows about all of these things. Maybe on social media, people only portray that which is good, which is positive, and they don't, obviously they're not going to post the negative stuff that they've done, the wrongful stuff that they've done. But Allah Ta'ala knows. In Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we're told, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah Ta'ala even knows the deception of the eyes. When a person looks at someone, with what intention is he looking at someone? When his eye falls upon a woman, for example, if he's looking at her with lust, with shahwa, or if he's looking at another person who is successful in any way, and he's looking at him with disdain, with hatred, with jealousy, Allah Ta'ala knows about all of this. And he knows what is hidden in the hearts. What is in the depths of the heart, the subtleties of the heart, Allah Ta'ala knows those things. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So, when you do charity or any good deed, don't remind people of those favors that you've done. And thank Allah that He's put you in a position to help others. Don't mock others. And don't force others to be in situations that they don't want to be in. If they don't want to take a picture for your social media, for charity work you've done, let them go on their way. Why do you have to compel them to do that? So these are things that we should keep in mind. We're doing a good deed, we don't want to waste that good deed. And then there's another thing. One is physically helping another human being, a fellow Muslim, another person. They may be needy, they may be poor, they may be in great difficulty. They may be struggling to make ends meet. Or somebody's going through another type of difficulty and you're there for them. And then reminding them, telling others that you help them, this is wrong. But then we have this other issue where people who even contribute to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, or they help in constructing a madrasa, or waqf, things like well, for the people to drink water from. These things, masajid, madaris, they don't belong to a human being, they belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masajid, they are buyutullah, they are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if someone had the tawfiq to contribute towards the masajid, and then he goes away and amongst his friends, family members, relatives, he says, you know that masjid? It's running because of me. Because of my contribution. You know the teachers in the madrasa, the imam who leads the prayers, I pay the wages. Allahu Akbar. These are examples of how you've done the good deed, but you've not saved the good deed for your akhirah. You've destroyed it. You've lost the ajr for that good deed. Why? By telling other people. There should be such a'mal in our lives that only I know, you know, yourselves when you do it, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But here, until 10 people know, until 10 people praise us, we're not satisfied. This is another disease of the heart. The topic isn't the love for praise. The topic is about preserving your good deeds from going to waste. But this ties in with what we're saying. That when you have hubbe madh, hubbe jah, hubbe madh is more appropriate here, that you have love for praise. When you do something, you want it to be recognized by people. You want people to praise you. That's a disease of the heart. Imam Ghazali and other great giants of the ummah, they've mentioned this. That you're not satisfied, you're not happy, you're not at peace until somebody knows that you've done a good deed. And this is common in our society. A person will remember the umrah, the hajj he performed 30 years ago, but he'll forget about the sin he performed yesterday. He committed yesterday. He'll say, you know, I went at that time, it was difficult, and I went out of my way, and I took so-and-so, and, you know, we did this many umrahs, and not knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are humble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the humble believers. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man tawada'a lillah faqad rafa'ahu Allah." Whoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah ta'ala will elevate that person. He doesn't need the praise of people. He doesn't need people to mention them. He knows that his Lord is all aware. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that I contributed towards his house, towards building such a masjid or a madrasa, or helping the teachers, or providing food at the gatherings, whatever the case may be. That believer is kamil. He knows that Allah jalla wa ala knows about my good deed, and he is the one who will recompense me. I don't need people. So doing a good deed is very important. What's more important is to save that good deed as well. Save that good deed from going to waste. Let's listen to some more examples of how people end up wasting their good deeds. Another person, he, for example, has the task of collecting donations for the masjid. It is a similar example as before as well, helping the masajid. He collects donations for the masjid. Or he collects donations to build a road in his village back home. Or for a well back home. And again, he's successful in that. Allah gave him tawfiq. But thereafter, at every given opportunity, he says, "You know who built this road? You know who's responsible for this well?" In fact, they'll write their name on the plaque. They'll mention everything there. Remember, if it's with good intentions, if you say this is for the isali thawab of so-and-so relative, deceased relative, that's fine. Because in a hadith, it's proven that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he ordered Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiyallahu an to dig a well for his mother, for his late mother, he named it, or he said, "Hadhihi li ummi Sa'ad," that this well is for the mother of Sa'ad. That's different. When you put a plaque there and you say in loving memory, or for the isali thawab, for the reward of so-and-so deceased relative, that's fine. But just putting your name for the sake of it, so that people know that you are the one who contributed towards this well or this road, naming the road after yourself, what's the intention behind that? So doing a good deed but wasting it. And in one lengthy narration, I'll try to summarize. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, this is in Sahih Muslim, three such people who, ma'adhallah, will be the first to enter hellfire on the Day of Judgment. Number one from the three, it stated that the person who was given the blessing of reciting Quran, knowledge of the Quran, and he would recite day and night, on the Day of Judgment, he'll be asked, "What did Allah favor you with?" And he'll say, "Allah favored me with knowledge of the Quran, recital of the Quran, and I read it day and night." And it'll be said to him that, "You're lying. You read the Quran, but it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And when we're mentioning these examples right now from the hadith, we too should ponder as well. Do we recite Quran at home when no one's looking? Or do we only recite it when there's a majma, when there's a gathering, so that people can see we're reading the Quran? Do we only recite it when others are observing us, so that they say that we're very pious, qari of the Quran, he has so much love for the Quran, devotion for the Quran? So this person will do iqrar, he'll say, "Ya Allah, you gave me this knowledge of the Quran, and I used it." He said, "No, you did it, or you recited so that people praise you. And they did praise you. That's your ajr. You received it in the world. You wanted people to praise you, they praised you. Nothing for you today." The hadith mentions that such a person, Allahu Akbar, can you imagine such a person who recited Quran in the dunya would be dragged on his face, placed into the hellfire. Another person will be summoned, and that person will have given abundant charity. And people give charity today as well. But what's the intention behind giving charity? Is it to remove someone's difficulty? Is it to alleviate someone's pain? Or is it to show that you're generous? What's the intention behind it? Now, this person, it will be said to him, How did Allah favor you? And he'll say, Allah Ta'ala gave me wealth. I used it in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's way. Spent it day and night. This is my story. And to him again it'll be said, you're lying. Kadhab, you're lying. You had the wealth, you spent it, but with wrong intentions. You wanted people to say to you, or say regarding you, that you are very generous. Sakhi. People want that today as well. They'll post it again, social media. There are good aspects to it. Many evil aspects as well. People are not at peace until they've posted how many people they've fed in Pakistan or any other country. How many sacrifices they've carried out. What they've contributed to a charitable cause. They're not at peace. Remember, it's all about intentions. Nobody is here to judge anyone. This is a general rule. But when it comes to judging, this is the duty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah ta'ala has ikhtiyar. Because he knows what's in the heart. Maybe someone is posting it. Maybe someone is speaking about it. Because he wants to encourage others. That's a different matter. Just say you have someone in the community, he's quite wealthy, people know he's wealthy, and he gives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly as opposed to privately. Why? Because he wants other people who are in his situation, who are wealthy, who have the means, he wants them to be charitable as well. That's a good intention. He'll be rewarded for that. And in fact, the ulama say, for such a person, it's better to give openly. Normally, it's better to give privately. But for such a person, giving alaniya, giving openly, so that other people are encouraged, that's very good. But here we're talking about people who will be exposed on the Day of Judgment. Why? Because the intention was corrupt. This person will say, I had wealth, I spent it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. It will be said to him, you're lying. You spent it so that people say you're very generous. You've got a big heart. Your sakhi, they said that about you. Everything you wanted to hear, you heard it. Today, there's nothing for you. And this person also, dragged on his face, will be placed into the fire of hell. And this is not made up stuff. This is Sahih Muslim. A hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third person, Allahu Akbar, someone who will be slain in the way of Allah. A shaheed. Now such a person, a shaheed, has a high rank. But this person who died in the way of Allah, who outwardly, seemingly gave his life for Islam, will be summoned and it'll be said to him, how did Allah favor you? He will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored me in that I fought in the way of Allah in battle until I gave my soul, I gave my life. And it'll be said to him again, just like the two people before him, that you're lying. Imagine being told that you're lying on the Day of Judgment. Where will a person turn to? Ultimate shame and disgrace and humiliation. And then he'll be told, look, you gave your life and you continued fighting so that people say, how courageous he was. Right till the end, he's fighting. You wanted people to say that about you. Your sole intention wasn't the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't the pleasure of Allah. And you were ostentatious, you were showing off. And people said that about you. When you left the dunya, people said, oh, what a brave warrior, what a brave person. And your intention was wrong, you wanted people to say that. They did say that, there's nothing for you today. You've been given your ajr, your recompense in the dunya. And again, this person will also be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we learned today in this short bayan that actions, doing good deeds, having the tawfiq to do good deeds is one step. The second step, more importantly, is to safeguard and to protect and preserve those good deeds. You heard numerous examples. People who help others financially or in any way, and then they remind them of favors. Remember, I did this for you back then. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have reached where you reached. If it wasn't for me, then you would still be struggling. People, ma'adallah, think they're God. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala makes people means. And here the ulama say that if you're ever a means to help someone, do shukr of Allah and also show gratitude to that person that you have given me an opportunity to help you and earn reward. So when you give zakat and there's a worthy recipient, a person who meets the conditions, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you thank that person as well. That if it wasn't for you, I was searching for someone who qualified, and now I found someone, jazakallah. And you fulfill your fard of giving zakat or you're giving charity. Do things solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith mentions giving with the right hand, the left hand doesn't even know. But here today, you have to post it on every single platform. You have to post it everywhere. People have to know. People have to know what we did. How can we expect ajr for that? How can we expect barakah through that? When the intention isn't even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the intention is people. And this is what the ulama have described as a shirkul asghar, minor form of polytheism, riya. Why? Because you're not intending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're intending the people. And when that happens on the day of judgment, imagine if a person is told that go, nothing for you today. Go and get your reward from the one you did the amal for. And narrations do mention this, that a person will be summoned and told this. That the people you did the ajr for, the people you posted on social media for, the people who you would mention your amal before in gatherings and say, I did this and I did that, I helped build a road and I helped get a well dug and I built a masjid back then and I performed numerous hajj and umrah. Go to them and get your reward. And they won't be able to reward you. They won't be able to help you. They won't be able to do anything. So a believer is wise. He realizes that that momentary pleasure in the dunya, someone saying a good thing about you, someone commending you, applauding you for your good deeds, that doesn't matter. What ultimately matters is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing everything for Allah. And on the day of judgment, imagine before the creation, before the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your deeds are acknowledged that yes, you did them for Allah with ikhlas. That's the ultimate success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to, number one, do good deeds, and number two, safeguard and protect those good deeds by not showing off, by not reminding people of favors, by not harming others after we favored them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the mukhlisin, the sincere believers. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. We are calling upon you, Allah. We are calling upon